Support for WAMC comes from Darrow School, New Lebanon, New York. Hands-on college preparatory boarding and day school for grades 9 through 12. Hosting an open house Tuesday, November 20th, darrowschool.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. With the Knicks and Nets game postponed last night, there was only one NBA game, but it proved to be full of excitement. With 6 seconds left in the Spurs-Thunder matchup on TNT, San Antonio's Tony Parker got the ball with just enough time for one shot.
It's Parker! Good! A cold-blooded, game-winning shot by Parker to beat the defending Western Conference champions!
86-84, the final score. In the NFL this week, both the Jets and Patriots have a bye week. Jets fans may find themselves thankful for a break from the pounding the Jets have taken in the first half of the season, prompting coach Rex Ryan to make a public defense of his decision to keep playing starting quarterback Mark Sanchez. The Pats have spent their bye week productively, acquiring cornerback Aqib Talib for their shaky secondary from Tampa Bay. Talib will be eligible to play in the Patriots' next game on November 11th after serving a 4-game NFL suspension without pay for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. The Patriots pick up the former first-round draft pick and a 7th-rounder next year for their 4th-round choice in 2013. Coming up on Sunday, the Giants take on the Steelers in New York, and Buffalo will travel to Houston to take on the Texans. And the New York City Marathon will take place this Sunday, and while Mayor Michael Bloomberg says resources will not be redirected, not all agree with his decision. New York State Senator Liz Krueger told the Huffington Post yesterday that people are trapped on roofs, disabled people can't get help, Con Ed workers can't get through traffic to power lines, and they're running out of gas for their trucks. And yet we have a marathon, she said, which in theory will require an enormous amount of police and ambulances. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.